the bigger little brother.
Gotta like that.
Wow, what a play. You know, Curtis was in trouble. I thought he was going to run. He ran out of the pressure. Basically stepped up. Saw his little brother cutting across the coverage and threw it only where he could catch it.
Sure did.
So big credit to Connor Curtis. And a big props to Coach Don Radomski, baseball coach, for working with those young men. And the extra point is true, and now it's a ball game again. Your North Stars trail Ocon with 4:19 left in the third quarter. And we'll take a quick break here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Well, thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to live coverage of the Waukesha North contest against the Oconomowoc Raccoons on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw.
Thanks, Johnny. And, you know, just when you thought things were running away from the North Stars, they answer back. A good defensive stand and getting the ball.
They did. They're back in the
Big pass plays, by, including the touchdown, A.J. Curtis. Two pass plays to his younger brother make that happen. This ball's going to roll out of bounds at about the 19. A flag will go down.
Yeah, you don't like seeing that one.
As per the kick going out of bounds. So, but it's a ball game. It's 21-14. The North Stars answer back. You know, Ocon had a long drive to begin the half. North Stars shut him down in the red zone. And then, unfortunately, a three and out for the North Star O. And defense is backed out there in the field, and the Raccoons seized on it. And then the North Stars answer back with a long drive starting from their 23. And on a third and 18 call, Johnny, yeah. Long, you know, after a...
Sure is fun to see them connecting
them long
balls.
There were two 15-yard personal penalties, on personal fouls on that. And the resilient Curtis came fighting back. And, boy, it's nice when you have your little brother, you know, you can trust. All those years playing together in the backyard.
Right? And yeah, absolutely.
So we got twin packages both sides, pistol formation for Merrick. Ball at the 35 of the Raccoons after the penalty and the kickoff. It's a quick pass to number 15. Not much there as he gets pushed out of bounds. Actually, a three-yard gain. A better gain than I thought. Cole Schweffel there. So, number six, Connor Wolcomb with another tackle. And, again, he was questionable for tonight, but he's answered the bell every time. So, we got second and seven after the three-yard gain. 4:14, clock stops with the tackle out of bounds. Twin packages both sides, pistol formation, ball in the right hash. It's a handoff to Ralstad, who bounces it out to his left again, just like in that touchdown. Breaks one tackle, breaks another, but finally brought down, but not before pushing himself. That's probably a five-yard gain. We have what looks like a third and two situation. Some tough running there by Ralstad. Alex Ralstad, the senior. So they're calling it third and one there. So a six-yard gain by Ralstad.
Sure bounced off a lot of
probably
tackling.
A 15, 20-yard gain if you count the lateral yardage he had to run on that. So twins right, single receiver left, double tight end right, pistol formation for Merrick. Third and one. It's a running play to Ralstad. He's got it, and then some, pushing forward all the way to the North Star, just short of the 48-yard line. Another Ocon first down. Both teams have two timeouts remaining here, 3:25. Clock will start again soon as the chain gang sets up, and there it goes, 3:23 and counting. And Ocon wants to, they want to get that margin back. And, of course, the North Stars, they probably have other answers.
Sure, they got other plans.
Other ideas, yes. Thanks, Johnny. Twin packages both sides. Rahlstedt this time is a flanker. Empty backfield for Merrick here. First and 10. 303 and counting. They faked a Rahlstedt going to, oh, Merrick's going to keep it. But, boy, he gets patty caked for a short gain. Maybe 1 yard. It may have been a design keeper. They fake the flip pass to Rahlstedt coming from the left to the right. And, boy, he got hammered by a couple of North Stars there.
He sure did. That was a design play, just like you said, Don. And those defensive ends there, and then linebackers just would have none of it.
And I think that was my man Aiden Zerbo with the forearm shiver there. I think that like a right hook. Twin packages, both sides. Pistol formation here, second and nine. 2:33 and counting in the third quarter, a 21-14 Ocon lead. It's a quick pass in the flat. Oh, he breaks a tackle.
Oh.
He's close to another first down.
Boy, he made it, I think.
He's short. No, ref's got it short by a yard here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think he rolled forward. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if that was, that may have been Rahlstedt there in the flanker spot where they've had him lined up before.
Kind of did the watermelon crawl there and got an extra couple of yards.
So, the old steel crawl. So, that makes it third and one with 2:04. Left in the third quarter, North Stars looking to get the ball back, trailing 21-14. We got a single receiver split wide right. Twin packages left, double tight end left. Pistol formation for Merrick. And it's a handoff up the middle to Rahlstedt, and he pushes forward for another first down. He gets all the way to the 35 of Waukesha North. Clock stopped momentarily as they move the chain gang in position.
That'll kind of walk offensive line.
Now it winds up again, yep.
Starting to wear people down here a little bit.
Well, now's the time for North to make this stand here. Keep the. Right now it's a long field goal. 128.
Want to keep it a one-score contest.
Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation. Merrick gets a snap. He's looking to his left. Has someone in the flat there. A lot of space. Bounced out of bounds after a five-yard gain. Great hit there, but. Hunter Hood with the catch. Had a big cushion there in that out pattern. Hood, the senior, identified as running back, but we haven't seen him play in the backfield. He's been in a flanker or split end role tonight. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the left hash here, second and five. Pistol formation for Merrick here. 1:08 and counting in the third quarter. Merrick gets a snap. Another quick pass to Hood. Hood gets it. And it looks like he's tackled maybe just short. It looks like another short yardage situation here. There's some pushing, and a flag goes down.
Uh-oh, getting a little chippy.
Let's see who that goes against. Usually it's the second guy, and I think Ocon threw the second punch. So hopefully this will work
Let's
the other way.
What happens.
Let's see. North doesn't look too happy with this, so.
Yeah, taking them out
the
of
call.
The game.
And it is the Classic 8, so officiating crew, so they're very not favorable to watch North and South schools. Let's see what they call here.
That's how that works, huh?
Yeah, let's see if they can prove me wrong. I'd certainly love to be stand corrected here, Johnny. 52 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Nope, it's going to go against North. Sure enough.
Well, definitely
and,
puts them at
another, field
goal
another
range.
Good reason why we're happy to leave the Classic 8.
Because of the refs.
Yep. That good old boy network. Classic 8 where the Mason-Dixon line truly begins. So ball is spotted at the 10-yard line. It's first and goal. Actually, no, 14-yard line. Sorry about that. Single receiver left, twin packages right. It's a handoff to Rahlstedt. No, it's a halfback option. And he's got a guy in the corner, but no, caught out of bounds.
Went out of bounds.
Incomplete.
Boy.
The guy was open. Had
he
two
was.
Defenders on him. That was Brady Engel who scored the I believe it was the go-ahead touchdown. Yeah, Rahlstedt scored the third touchdown. So, I like the call.
Yeah.
And Rahlstedt's proven he can throw. It looks like he was a quarterback in the youth football days.
He had a decent spiral on that.
And, you know, you want to throw it rolling. Oh, we got a flag. Oh, wow,
yeah.
They do call it the other way.
Pushing it back.
They must have the Civic Media app on them that they're hearing my remarks about the Classic 8 officiating.
Right.
So, ball now gets moved back to the 23.
good thing.
Ocon needs to get to the three to get a first. Sorry about that, Johnny.
Just saying, North, you know, they kind of telegraphed that coverage. But anyway, they saved a touchdown.
Yep. So twin packages, both sides, ball in the left hash, pistol formation, a first and 20 here with 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Merrick gets a slap. It's a handoff to Ralstad going to his left. And he pushes forward a good 6 or 7 yards, which would then make it second and about 13 here. Ball spotted at about the, I want to say the 17 of the North Stars. North Stars in their home black pants, purple jerseys, white font, purple helmets with the signature logo type N. Ocon in all white with the purple fonts and gold trim. North Stars have the white stripes on the sleeves, black stripe in the middle. 12, 11 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Twin packages both sides, pistol formation. A quick pass out in the flat. He's got Engel. And Engel is tackled at about the 9 there. Jason Webster was in on that, along with number 40. That'll end the third quarter. Now, don't have a name for that. Carlos Rodriguez, they said. So we will switch sides with the North Stars trailing the Raccoons 21-14, but the Raccoons of Ocon are threatening here. They have a 3rd and 6. And we'll keep it here, Johnny. Just a reminder to everybody, download the Civic Media app so you can catch all the local sports action, including tomorrow's Carroll game against Illinois Wesleyan. The Pios are back home after a big victory down in Albany Park in Chicago against North Park. And now they look to avenge a loss last year to Illinois Wesleyan as they face them tomorrow. Pre-game coverage starts at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Catch all the action. It's going to be a great day. And then, of course, again, my guest tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha is Gina Sanchez Juarez of La Casa de Esperanza's Center for Financial Stability. And, Johnny, I encourage you and all everyone to really listen to that because we can all benefit from some financial stability. The services they offer are not just limited to the Hispanic community, but to any family that's looking for help with home buying, with savings, investing,
right on.
Debt management.
That was a great show.
Yeah, I believe there's even some job training and career development involved. And, Johnny, I'm embarrassed to say that I missed on my show recognizing that last Friday the 15th was National Tradesmen Week.
Really,
Tradesmen and women, yeah. So we're about to start the fourth quarter here. We are in the north end zone. And it's 3rd and 6. Flanker goes in motion from the right to the left. Merrick rolling out left. He might even keep this. He passes. He's got a guy. And it's
broken up, I think.
Incomplete, yep. Nothing intercepted. It's a touchback.
Really?
That's your man, Jason Webster.
Oh, wow.
Great coverage. And again, another zone, a red zone stand by this purple people-eating North Star defense.
Geez, I thought that was an incomplete.
You know, I didn't see the ball hit the ground, and I didn't see any Raccoons catching it, and I didn't see anybody celebrating.
Well, what a great defensive stand.
So with the touchback, the ball goes to the 20-yard line, and a great play by Jason Webster, a monster play, as the North Star offense returns to the field.
Certainly changes the momentum, Don.
Twin packages both sides. Riley Weston, the sophomore at receiver on the left side. And it's a fake handoff. There, Webster gets it again on the right. And he's going to push forward a nice 5-yard gain to the 25. 11:44 and counting in the game. He's still on his feet. He's running. I can see they go down. 30, 25, 20, 10. Touchdown.
Holy cow.
Forsters. He didn't go down.
He never went down.
Wow. They're bringing it.
What a great play.
That's 2 optical illusions in a row by Webster.
My God.
How did he do that? I hope we have to see the huddle on that upstairs, Johnny.
He's going to make the real headlights there.
We thought he was down. He wasn't. I guess he landed on an Ocon body and just kept moving. And we are a point away from a tie game with 11:32 left.
Back and forth.
In the game.
You're listening to WAUK 540 AM and 101
this
FM.
This is Julian Romano for the extra point.
What a great play. I thought he was down, Don.
I sure did, too.
There was two in a row that were kind of very deceptive.
Here it is. Big point here, Johnny. Low snap. Held. Ball goes through. And we are tied!
Way to go, North Star Nation.
Connor Curtis, the holder, with another great infield scoop.
All tied up.
And with 11:32, it's a tie ball game. And now we're going to keep it here, Johnny. It's just too much excitement.
This is just fun, back and forth.
Anya back at the studio is excited. We're going to need a drink after this, Johnny.
I think we might have to go out for a pop.
Yep. Give Bo a call at Mia's and see if he can keep it open just for us.
Keep a stool open.
I know the kitchen's closed now, but wow, listen to this. North Star Nation, they are pumped. And why not? What a turn of events. Raccoons are looking to run away with it with a go-ahead touchdown to put them up by 14 or try to put in a dagger. And Curtis
was such a huge
with a big interception.
Momentum.
And then one play later, he gets a short pass on the flat.
I know.
That's the third time we've seen that tonight. Two from the North Stars.
Crazy.
Big running play. So, Johnny, that's an 80-yard touchdown run. And that counts as passing yardage for Mr. A.J. Curtis. He's well over the 200 mark in yardage today. He has to be. So we got Seraphine back, and I believe that's Caden Oppold for the shocked Raccoons. And it's a long kick. It's going to go to Seraphine at the 9. He's running to his right. He finds a hole. Knocked down about the 30. A flag is down.
Boy.
That usually is a holding variety on a kickoff.
Boy, and there comes another flag.
Number 16, Hector Jimenez on the tackle for the North Stars, one of two tacklers. And I don't know, this could be offsetting, Johnny.
Yeah.
I see some upset coaches on the North Star sideline.
Coaches are just not happy here.
Well, it looked like an obvious holding call from the first flag. So that would have brought you half the distance. That would have, instead of starting at the 33, they're at like their 16 or 17. Refs conference here in the middle. 11:26 is your time remaining in the game. A tie ball game here at North Star Stadium. It really is a classic 8 matchup here.
How exciting.
Both teams fighting to get a playoff game. The playoff standards have been loosened this year. You only need to win two. So it's a holding call against Ocon for sure. But now the second call is unsportsmanlike conduct. So I believe the penalties should just upset. I say kick it over, Johnny.
You know, it sure looked like Oconomowoc was going in for a score and then got intercepted. And then that long run.
Yeah,
man,
how about it?
How cool is that?
Can you say reversal of fortunes?
Man, talk about mojo rising.
We're looking at twin packages, both sides. Ball on the left hash at the 30-yard line. Pistol formation for Merrick. Flanker goes in. Nope, he's just getting closer to the line. And it's a handoff to Merrick up the middle. Or excuse me, to Ralstad. And look at this guy push forward. He's like, reminds me of John Riggins.
Man. Yeah, he was dragging some people.
Derrick Henry, boy, he moved some North Stars.
Yeah, Riggins or Earl Campbell kind
of.
A
pile of North Stars on that. D'Angelo Rivera, one of the tacklers there, was carried. So that's a second and one here, 11:02 and counting in the game here. Ball at the 39 of the Raccoons. Twin packages both sides, pistol formation, ball on the left hash. Merrick gets a snap. He's looking to his left. No, rolls out to his right now. He's looking. He's going deep, and it's caught near the sidelines. Was he in bounds?
Had to get his two toes down.
I don't see any indications from the refs yet.
They're bringing it back.
Incomplete pass. So.
Yep.
Big break there.
Looked good on paper, but
it didn't
develop.
I like the idea in second and one, and Merrick threw it where only the receiver could get it.
Yep.
I want to say that was Hunter Hood, number 17, the intended receiver for the Raccoons. Raccoons in all white. North Stars, black pants, purple shirts, white fonts, purple helmets with the signature and logo type. Third and one now. Twins right, single receiver left, pistol formation, double tight end right. And it's up to Ralstad up the middle. Good stand by the North Stars, but not enough, as Rolf said, gets enough yardage, 2 yards that is, to move the chains. Ball now moved up to the 41 of Ocon. Actually, 42.
Move the chains.
So 10:30 is your time remaining, and the clock still winds. A tie ball game here. Can the North Stars come up with another big stand? I say you just give up a big play and tackle them in the red zone, Johnny, and then just, you know, then the North Star defense takes over again.
How about a pick six?
Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation. Merrick, another handoff to Rolstad, going to his right now. He's got another first down.
A lot of room there.
You know, and the way he's been running the ball, Johnny, you wonder why they've even bothered calling other plays. They just haven't really, especially in this second half.
Haven't found an answer for that one.
To slow him down. And I think because Merrick did some keepers on that.
Yes.
That kind of keeps him honest. But that Merrick's a workhorse here.
You are correct, sir.
Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation with Rawl set by Merrick.
Now it's a keeper.
And this time it's a keeper,
it's keeper
by Merrick.
You're talking about.
To the left, and he goes all the way to
another
about the
game.
39-yard line. And it will move the chains. So he's ball spotted, I believe, right at the 35. Let's see. Yep, 35-yard line. Another raccoon first down as the clock. No, clock stops momentarily. Oh, he was out of bounds. That's why. 9:45. Twin packages, pistol formation, ball on the left hash, 35-yard line of the North Stars here. 9:45 remaining in the game. Tie ball game, 21-all. Hand off to Rolstad this time. And this time the North Stars are there, but we got a little bit of a scrum. They still push forward. They have his forward progress stopped at about the 33. So I think he's going to get a 2-yard gain for that. Didn't look like they were stopped, though, but maybe a nice call our way, Johnny.
Yeah.
So it's 2nd and 8. Ball at the 33 of the North Stars. Tie score, 21-all. Twin packages. A drive that started for the Raccoons at their own 30. Now at the 33 of Waukesha North. Can the North Stars have an answer here again? Looking to his right. He's got a guy wide open. The cornerback fell down on that. Oh, he breaks a tackle.
Boy, he's still
going. He gets
going.
Some more yardage. Finally pushed out of bounds about the 14. The corner, I don't know who that was. It might have been Elijah Mead. That was Engel who scored the third touchdown.
I don't know, but they're sure driving the ball here, and that was a one-read play there.
He was
going to him all the way.
You know, he just stood there. He paused for a moment. Merrick did, and then he had there was such a big cushion there, and the corners fell down. That was also part of the situation. And I want to say that that might have been Jaden Balboa on that, actually. So twin packages both sides, ball on the right hash. They're looking to the left corner. They got a guy. It's caught by number 8. And he's finally brought down. There was a little Emmett Bork with a big catch. Using his height there. There was a good little battle for the ball. I thought we might have had a shot at that, but Bork used his height to reel it in.
He's a tall kid. Does it show on the roster how tall he is?
It
looks like he's about
6'3". We don't have dimensions
here.
Yeah, probably. That's a good guess. So I think we have a timeout here because Merrick has come off the field. No, they're huddling. Yep, no, they're coming back. Clock runs, 8:36 remaining, first and goal. And this is where the North Star defense has shined in the pass. Although we got really tight, only one receiver on the field on the left side, real tight formation here. Rolls out of the middle, and he pushes his way. North Star's there to fight, but he's
scrum.
Finally.
There it is.
Yeah, he's real close to the goal line there. Ball spotted at the 1. And you got to believe the Raccoons don't want to fool around anymore with the pass if they can run the ball as well as they have.
They're so close there. It looks like you got the heavy package in.
I'm no Nostradamus, but I think Rolstad's going to get the ball here again. Yep, and looks like Rolstad's in. Let's see. No, he's short. No, yep, he's short. Wow, big stop
nice
there by the North Star defense.
Yes,
here.
It was.
7:43 and counting in the
sure
game.
Sure close.
A rare stop on Rolstad. So he might have got a half yard on that, if any. And again, Johnny, I don't know why quarterbacks don't take more plays under center here. We saw that Ellsworth team do that against
South. This is a classic place for it to happen right here.
Yeah, I mean, right now a bad snap.
You just get up there quick and
yep.
Under center with those big offensive
no cadence,
line guys.
Just a silent snap, but No receivers now. Pistol formation. It's Rahlstedt again. This time he dives. And this time he's got it. Raccoons have the lead back with 7:09 remaining. And the point after team comes out.
Back and
with
forth.
My man Jackson Taylor there.
These high schoolers are really battling it out tonight, Don.
Yep. 7:09 remaining in the game here. And with the extra point, it'll be a 28-21 lead, presuming he makes it.
Sure is fun football.
Sure it is. The snap and the kick. And it's good. So with 7:09 remaining, it's the Raccoons of Oconomowoc 28 and the beloved North Stars of Waukesha North 21. We'll be right back after these messages on the North Star Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to the thrilling conclusion of Friday Night Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to WAUK's Friday Night Under the Lights with Waukesha North and Oconomowoc, yep. The Raccoons. Boy, what a game!
So, Johnny, get this. Two new receivers back to receive for the Black Shirt, or the North Star, excuse me, Landon Zirbel, number 83, and Hector Jimenez, number 16. And it looks like young Zirbel has it. He's got a little hole there. Gets around the 25. Finally brought down at about the 27.
Nice run back.
Good tackle by number 22, Johnny Novitt.
So
the North Stars, can they come back with an answer? Oh, I think the flags came out again, didn't they, Johnny? The balls
can
move back, so another
back.
Tough break. Let the boys play.
Jeez, Louise.
I didn't really see much opportunity for holding there, Johnny. But as it is, the ball's marked at the 10.
I'd like to see him control this ball and go all the way down for a nice touchdown, Don.
Yep. A lot of football left to be played here, but, yeah, we do need a big answer here. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash, pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. Snap, Curtis rolling out to his left here. He's looking deep. He's got Webster again.
I think he got it.
Cut. Yes!
What
Jason
a play!
Webster caught at about the 27-yard line, a 17-yard gain, 18-yard. First and 10 at the 28 with 6:54 remaining. Clock stops with the ball going out of bounds.
Love those long
Another
plays.
Big play by Jason Webster. You know, we heard all this talk about him and Mead, and they haven't disappointed tonight. A couple big plays here, and, of course, A.J. Curtis. Twins right with Webster and Mead. Twins left. Pistol formation. Now Curtis looks right. He fakes
He's
right.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble. He rolls out right. He's just going to throw this one away.
Yeah.
And that's a souvenir. Catch made out of bounds there, though, by number 30, Asher Kitchener, the sophomore, getting some action tonight.
Yeah, well.
Hey, he's paying attention, Johnny.
He's in the right place at the right time.
He's showing the coaches he should be in there.
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
Although you look at the size of the lad, and I think he's a JV guy just suiting up to show bodies here.
Well, he caught it.
Second and 10, 6:46 remaining in the game. North Stars trailing by 7, 28-21 to the Raccoons. Twins right, single receiver left, pistol formation. Connor Curtis goes now from left to right in the tight end spot. A.J. Curtis gets the snap, looks to his right. He's in trouble. He rolls out to his right again, and he had it look like Jason Webster again. But
he was coming back for it, but he was
well covered there.
Covered like a blanket
Sebastian
of snow.
Briggs on that. Great cover. He's had a couple big moments there against He's been assigned essentially to Jason Webster tonight, so he follows Webster wherever he goes. So now you got a 3rd and 10 situation here. 6:38 remaining in the game. North Stars would like to move the chains here.
You think?
For sure.
What a contest, though. Back and forth. Sure, a lot of great football tonight.
It sure is. Twins right, single receiver left. Pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. Raccoons showing blitz. Here comes the pressure. He gets ready. He's going long. He's got a guy. It's
caught it.
He's brought
what
down
a play.
The 36.
Love those long balls.
And that looks like number 6.
Huge first down. Wow.
Connor Wilkham, tight end and defensive end. And Wilkham, again, was a question mark tonight. He wants to come out now. Yep, I think he got hurt on the tackle there. He's favoring that left leg, maybe his knee. He's coming off. But, boy, he's had some big tackles on defense and then a huge play there. John, that's a 36-yard play.
He's in a lot of pain. He went down. Yep. I think it's a hamstring.
Again, he was a question mark. I thought it might have been his knee.
A calf muscle or something.
Maybe calf. If it's just a cramp, then I'm okay. Yeah, he's lying down here. No, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had him lie down so they get the injury timeout. Smart play. So, and it gives the North Star offense a chance as one of the players runs back. Ethan Holmes runs back to get his towel. Went all the way to the 16.
Well, they're in great shape here with 6:29 to go.
They sure are.
Down one score.
Yep. And, you know, Johnny, it's 9:31 and we still have a game. You know, usually when we would, with the South games, the game's been over by now. So
yeah. Again, so it's a lot of fun watching this kind of football.
It sure
very
is.
Very exciting.
Credit to this North Star program, you know, and their growth.
Certainly feel, you know. As
we'll see him again, Johnny, last game of the season.
All right.
And they come to Ken Halb Stadium to take on our beloved Blackshirts.
My friend Jim Morrison always used to say, Mr. Mojo Rising.
That's it.
And that's what we got going on here.
So we'll be sharing the box with their coaches, you know, and so we get to reconnect. So ball spotted the left hash here on the 36-yard line. And, a gutsy call there on 3rd and 10 going deep. Sending the tight end deep too, Johnny. That's like a Gronk play.
Yeah.
Single receiver left. I think that's Connor Curtis. Twins right with Webster and Mead. Mead the split end this time. Webster the flank. Pistol formation. Curtis trying to roll out here. Nowhere to go. He gets tackled for a loss. Big number 52. We called his number before. Jamison Klein. That's a good name for a D lineman.
Yeah. That one develops just a hair faster. He gets past 52.
Yeah.
There's a lot of real estate in the middle of that
sure
field.
Is. So North Stars line up right away. Ball in the middle of the field. Clock winding, 5:51 and counting. North Stars looking to even things up. Twins right, single receiver left in the form of Connor Curtis. Up now the tight end goes over to the left. And that's my man, Caden Smith. It's a snap. It's a quick pass out to Webster, and he gets all the way to the 29. So about a 7-yard gain sets up a 3rd and 4 here, a manageable 3rd and 4.
Got another North Star down here.
Uh-oh. Clock will stop with 5:28. Let's see who it is. Let's hope it's not Webster.
He looks like a big offensive lineman to me.
Big old lineman, yeah. That's tough. You know, that's what's plagued the Blackshirts the last two seasons have been linemen getting hurt. Season-ending injuries. Johnny, I'm getting some scores here. Catholic Memorial's leading New Berlin West at halftime, 21-7. This must be our good friend Greg Wanschneider giving us the stats. Thank you, Greg. That's homecoming, too. For Catholic Memorial. So, but I don't have a number for the injured North Star. But Waukesha West losing 15-6 to KM, who we saw last week. Drew Wagner and the boys. I missed a score there. Let's see if I can ask. Hey, Dean. What was that last score?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Maguanago 28, Arrowhead 13. Okay. So the lineman's up. Is he walking off on his own, Johnny? Or?
Yeah, he had a little help there.
A little help
walking
there,
off on his
okay.
own.
Do we get the number on that?
You know, and our friend Greg Wamschneider, he is just like a
statistician. Hey, real quick, CMH is now winning 35-7 over New Berlin West.
Holy cow.
So, yeah. Twins left, single receiver right. Ball at the 30-yard line. It's 3rd and 4 here. Pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. Curtis gets the snap. Looks to his left. Goes around coverage. He's got room to run on the right. He might be able to get this on his own. And he dives forward. He's got it and then some.
Wow, what a play.
Out of bounds at about the 19, the 21, just short of the 20-yard line. Gutsy running by A.J. Curtis, beating the raccoon defenders at the stick.
He put some wheels on.
He sure did. So the ball, this is what I call, no, not necessarily. No, ball's at the 21. Forget that. 1st and 10 for the North Stars here. Great job by Curtis evading a potential sack there and then finding the opening in the right.
Yeah, something out of nothing.
Pistol formation, twins left, single receiver right. And again, that's Connor Curtis in that split position on the left. 4:46, your time remaining. Now counting. Curtis back snap. Looks to his right over the middle. He's got a guy. It's caught.
He's going to get it. He's in.
Stars.
Holy Jameed. What a play.
And again, we are 1 point away with a tie game from a tie game with 4:35
back
remaining.
And forth. Back and forth. Boy, he split the defenders.
Los Estrellas Nortes. A gutsy throw by Curtis over the middle in heavy coverage. Mead gets in front of the linebacker and then evades a tackle and pushes forward, diving across from the 3.
Threaded the needle just perfectly.
So Connor Curtis will hold it. Julian Romano has been set with the task of tying the game here. Snap, hold. And the kick is good. And again, with 4:35 left in the game, the North Stars have tied it up again against the Raccoons of Oconomowoc.
Got a slight rain starting to come down here, Don. We're change things up for the last few minutes.
Let's keep it here, Johnny. Too much excitement
going on. Yeah, this is like that Hagler-Hearns thing you were talking about.
It sure
last
has,
week.
Yep.
Turned into a great contest.
So it hasn't been a lead change, but certainly some 2 ties. And at one time, the North Stars were trailing 21-7, and when all hope looked lost, when the Raccoons were knocking on the door, Jason Webster intercepts in the end zone. And then the very next play from their own 20 on a short pass in the flat, Webster avoids one tackle and goes yard.
Yeah, like 75 yards.
And then
Raccoons
muscle their way back.
Sure is fun.
They get the go-ahead touchdown, and then on this very next drive, A.J. Curtis and company travel 90 yards, because remember, with the penalty, they had to start from their own 10. So Julian Romano will kick off. And now back to return for Oconomowoc. Is that pulled? And I didn't get the other number there. Oh, it's a short squibber. It's near the sideline. And it's going to go out of bounds. Another penalty.
Again.
So they didn't want Serafine to return it. I'm okay with that. You know, the way... Honestly, I would even go for an onside kick there.
Yeah.
Let Oconomowoc take it into the red zone, and we take our chances with them and
I don't know
get the
about,
ball back sooner. Or we get the ball on the onside kick.
The onside kick this point in the game.
Yeah, I just – go ahead, Johnny.
Well, it's just there's too much time left, you know.
There is.
4:35.
I think
– something bad happens, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Both teams have 2 timeouts left, and knowing how much clock – Ocon can take off the clock with the running game. Twin packages both sides, ball on the left hash, pistol formation. Merrick gets a snap. It's going to Ralstad. He's going to his left here, buying great blocking and another big gain. I think he's got the first down. Yep. I think it's been marked. And some. Let's see where they mark the ball. Is it a first down or just short? I hear a lot
of
clapping.
They're giving him a first down here.
Yeah, I think he had it. So the chains move. Ball spotted at the Raccoon 45. I believe he was knocked out of bounds there. So the clock will remain at 4:29 left in the game here.
Ball in the left hash. Twin packages both sides for Merrick. A pistol formation with Ralstad behind him. I see Ralstad getting this or Merrick keeping it. And, yep, it's Ralstad. And he's, boy.
He is not the easiest guy in the world to bring down.
And credit to North Stars for holding him to only 5 yards with the blocking that Ralstad had in front of him. And, you know, they've got to give a lot of credit there. Joshua Noonan, Anthony Rodriguez, Ezra Rivera. So second and five, clock winds, 3:58 and counting left in the game. A tie game at 28-all. A really a great game here on Parents' Night. Twin packages both sides, pistol formation for Merrick. Andrew Merrick, the junior, gets a snap. A quick pass to the left in the flat. He's got his guy, and looks like another first down there.
Sure does.
That was Emmett Bork again, that tall target in the split end position there. Hunter Hood was next to him in the flank. So it's a first down. Again, two plays, two first downs. Clock stops at 3:39 since Bork was knocked out of bounds. Ball's now on the North Star 45-yard line. And twin packages again. Ball in the left hash. Pistol formation for Merrick. Merrick gets a snap. Fakes a handoff. This time he keeps it himself. Bounces out to the right. He's got, looks like another first down and then some. Finally pushed out of bounds at about the 28, 27. Great running by Merrick. And now you understand why he keeps the ball and why he doesn't always give it to Ralstad.
It's quite the
he
scamper.
Showed some wheels there.
He did.
And again, great blocking from that raccoon line. Sealing that outside. I mean, I don't think anybody touched Merrick until he passed the first down marker. So ball at the 29 of the North Stars. 3:30 remaining. First and 10 again. Three plays, three first downs for the raccoons. Twin packages both sides. Ball in the right hash. Pistol formation. Merrick gets it. Looks like a handoff to... No, it's another keeper by Merrick. He pounds forward. Takes some punishing hits. By number 44, Carlos Rodriguez. And then the other tackle looks a little shaken up. He's going to have to come off.
Yeah.
That was number... I want to say that was number 58. Anthony Rodriguez shaken up on that, the sophomore. And Rodriguez looks like he's got like a gold covering on his helmet. I don't know what that's about. That could be for concussion. Actually, no, it's number 55 came off.
Yeah.
That was Michael Cloth.
Looks like he's trying to stretch his
senior
groin area there or something.
So it's second and five, ball at the 24, 2:43 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left, double tight end right, pistol. This time it's Ralstad bouncing out to the outside. He's got some space.
He's got a first
down. He pushes through for a first down. Clock continues to wind.
Cottonwalk's doing just exactly what they should be doing here.
Pounding it out and taking a lot of time off the clock.
They are.
That's why clock stops at 2:29. Sorry, Johnny, that was
North Stars are staying off the offensive side of the ball. Yeah. That means a lot here.
That's why I wanted that onside kick, Johnny. 2:26 and counting here.
You're a little early for the onside kick.
Well, but think about it, Johnny. There's two timeouts left. Ocon can kick a field goal. They probably want about 5 or 10 yards. They're letting the clock run here. They're just taking away a lot of options here. Twin packages, pistol formation, both sides twin packages. Hand off to Ralstad to the left here. He pushes forward, probably a 5 or 6 yard gain. And, you know, they might even just be setting up for a field goal here. 1:52 and counting. That's about a 7 yard gain. Ball at the 10 yard line, second and three, Raccoons. So not a bad space for them to be in. And the clock continues to run. And again, Raccoons not in any hurry here. They want to take this to the very last play. You'd like to see the North Stars maybe call a timeout. Or maybe just try to get a turnover here. Twin package is right. Pistol formation. I got to believe they're going to keep it on the ground here, Johnny. 1:18 and counting. Merrick gets the snap. Ralstad on the right. No, Merrick's going to keep it to the
got
left.
Some room.
Oh, he gets clobbered. Wow. Big shot there by Riley Lyman. Pounded him. And the clock stops with 107. So someone called a timeout here. I'm guessing it's the North Stars.
That was a big collision there, Don.
That sure was. And, you know, and he, great job on the fake because I was fouling Ralstead. Merrick kept that.
Merrick
and
is
1 minute left. A timeout has been called, and I'm guessing it's the North Stars.
Just going to say Merrick is so good at faking those handoffs. I mean, it just, it freezes the linebackers.
It really does. And, you know, Johnny, yeah, no, it's something. Do you do a Mike Holmgren in the Super Bowl and you let the Ocon score here so at least you get a ball back and try to tie it or maybe get the two-point conversion if you score? Or do you just you try to come up with a big turnover here or just try to hold them to a field goal? It is. Well, it's showing first and seven, so I think they got enough for the first down on that play. So Mirror, in spite of the big hit, yeah, the chains are down. He got the first down, so the Raccoons are in complete control except for one timeout left by the North Stars. So you hope for a bad snap or a mental mistake or maybe Ocon decides to pass the ball here. Ocon's still sitting on two timeouts. Twin packages, both sides, pistol formation, ball in the left hash. It's Ralstead. No, a flag goes down.
Going to push him back.
That's going to be offsides, I think, against Ocon. A huge break for the North Stars, if nothing else.
That is a huge break.
No, it's against North.
What?
Wow. Illegal something. Shift or...
I didn't.
Illegal substitution was the call. Sorry about that. So, yeah, that moves the ball all the way up to the, half the distance. So now the ball's at about the 3.5-yard line there.
Yeah, that changes things.
I say do a Mike Holmgren and let him in.
Yeah, you think so?
Unless you get a fumble here or something, but. We have a little bit of a pause here. I don't know what's going on. Okay, now we're ready to play. Twin packages, both sides, pistol formation. And it's going to be Ralstead up the middle here. And he's met by a bunch of...
Boy, he got hit.
He stopped big time. He might have even lost yardage there. Yep, that's going to be like a one-yard loss. Time has been called by the North Stars. That's their last time out of the game here. A big stand by the North Star defense. And I will say this, Johnny. This is where the North Stars... do their best. Hey, and during the break, Anya, let's do a quick station identification if we could, please, here on the Waukesha Football Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to End of Game. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back, everyone, to some great football tonight. We're watching live coverage of Waukesha North against Oconomowoc. And what a game we've got here. Don, take it away for the last minute.
You sure do, Johnny. And I just got a text from my wife. She wanted to know if I shushed you, and yeah, I apologize. I was trying to figure out what the call was.
Well,
I didn't understand the hand signal. I'd never seen it before in illegal substitution. Twin packages, both sides, pistol formation. Here's a snap. It's going to Ralstead on the outside.
He's got some room.
One guy to beat.
There's a defender.
Another guy. They stop him. He pushes forward, but he's out of bounds. He's out of bounds about the 4. 45 seconds remain. That is now 3rd and 5 for Ocon. 3rd and 3, excuse me. So he did get a couple out of that. And another North Star is down here. Now I wonder, do the pro football rules kick in where time gets – well, no, because they're on defense, and you wouldn't want time taken off if you're the offense.
Well, you sure hate to see
it. If it was an offensive injury, do they take time off the clock? I I don't know who the injured player is for the North Star, but that's the second or third time we've seen a guy laid down. Luckily we've seen guys get up and walk off, mostly on their own. So hopefully it's just a quick cramp. Can you open that door again? So we are still tied. 45 seconds left, and really this has been an amazing game here. Once again, that North Star red zone defense has come out huge. And in this time against the running game, stopping Merrick and Rahlstedt from what looked like well-designed touchdown plays. Rahlstedt had some great blocking. Cut out the – he had one guy to beat. That one guy looked like he beat him, but the one guy slowed him down enough that two other North Stars came and finished him off. And credit to Rahlstedt, he didn't stop. I think he must have stepped out of bounds because he kind of did this, like, backflop.
Yeah,
and he pushed forward for, like, two or three more yards.
He did.
So
he's a fighter, that kid. A
lot of respect.
He likes to fall forward, as they say. Yep.
So you know? This North Star gets up. Good news. He's a little hobbled. Let's see if he can go off on his own. Yeah, he gets a big hand here. That looks like number one.
And he's favoring that left leg.
That's Riley Lyman, who's had a good game tonight in the defensive backfield there for the North Stars. And, you know, that comes from Blaine, a big hit on Mr. Rahlstedt there.
Yeah.
Alexander Rahlstedt. Alex the Great. Was Alexander the Great? Was that what he was called?
Still
and here come. Sorry.
Light rain still coming down here.
Yeah.
Changing conditions in that running field.
Yep.
Here comes Oconomowoc.
Here comes Ocon. Now ball in the right hash here. Pistol formation. No receivers this time.
Big heavy package in.
Big rugby scrum.
Yep.
Expected here.
Here we go.
There's a snap. It's going to go to Rahlstedt, and he pushes forward, and he is no signal
He's
yet.
Short.
He's short. Wow. Clock continues to run. 34 seconds and counting. Ocon has not used its two timeouts. Do you go for the field goal at the end? They're letting the clock run. They might bring the field goal unit down. This is fourth and one.
The way they're running, I would run that ball.
You'd say that, but again, the North Stars have come up big here. Those are three plays we thought in the past, earlier in the game.
They did stop them there.
Yep, so I think they're going to go for the field goal here. Or maybe just one last running play, which I don't think would be really smart. I guess they don't want. And the clock stops with 2 seconds left. Enough time to kick a field goal or run another play. And you mentioned there are some raindrops. Is it enough to disrupt the field goal unit? Which essentially is your point after unit. It's a chip shot.
Yep.
It should be makeable. But, you know, there's always that male ego, that pride, the way that Ocon team runs. Like you're settling, like you're
right.
You know, can we guilt them or can we appeal to their masculinity? And I don't know.
Right.
I think I would.
Real men score touchdowns, right, Don?
Yeah, but hey, that's why you have a good kicking game, and
they're going to kick it.
And I'll tell you this: the way the North Stars have been in the red zone tonight, you know, they did give up two touchdowns in the red zone, but they also. They also had quite a few stops on downs and turnovers. So, Johnny, guess what? The field goal unit is kept in. This is the last play of regulation. Will there be an overtime? Pistol formation, no receivers here. Rahlstedt's probably going to get it again. There it is, handoff, Rahlstedt. And he's into the end zone. And the Raccoons win it on the last play.
What a game.
A heck of a game.
And
as heartbroken as the North Stars are,
yeah,
you got to feel good about the way you played tonight.
Boy, did they fight like hell.
They left
that
it
was
all
really
on
a
the
good
field.
Game.
They sure did. And congrats to both teams on an amazing game. It's really been a lot of fun for
it
us
really
to watch.
It really was.
As the teams meet at half field for the hockey lineup.
Everybody holds their hands high.
Yeah, really, there are no losers tonight.
No,
you know,
that was a great game.
Ocon's grateful to get the last to make the last play. And Johnny, they should have went for the onside kick. No, I'm just kidding. No. Hey, big credit to Coach Ciano. That was a well-played game.
You know, hindsight, 2020.
Ocon evens it up at 3-3. North Stars dropped to 2-4, but a heck of a game. I mean, really, really no losers tonight. Great football.
Yeah, it was just a great football game, Don.
Amazing plays, and we really saw a lot.
The North Stars just would not give up. They really came back and battled.
You know, and that last drive, too, you know, like I said, there were at least two or three instances where you would have thought the Raccoons would have put that in, but much respect to the North Star defense and the overall team offense. A.J. Curtis, Elijah Mead. Jason Webster, who was injured early in the game, looked like he was going to be out for the rest of the game.
But well, what a great contest.
Connor Curtis, big touchdown there, diving touchdown. Yep. He had a couple big plays in that. You line a big tight end like that in a receiver spot, you mean you got a lot of respect for his speed and all his other talents. And I can't say enough. But what I can say is thank you to Athletic Director Carl Anderson and the rest of North Star Nation for making us feel at home. Congrats again on an amazing game in spite of the loss. And we look forward to the North Stars coming to our place on the 14th for the last game of the season. And remember, tomorrow you can catch me again at 8 for This Week in Waukesha. My guest is Gina Sanchez-Juarez of La Casa de Esperanza's Center for Financial Stability. And then just when you thought you can't get enough of Don and Johnny, Johnny joins me at 12:30 at Schneider Field.
Going to do the Pios.
The Pios, yep. Are want to stay undefeated against another great conference rival, Illinois Wesleyan. So much going on this weekend here on WAUK Radio. And, again, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow morning with the morning coffee and This Week in Waukesha. And then for lunch at Schneider Stadium with the 12:30 pregame. So, Johnny,
just want to say again. Thank you to everybody, we had a great time. Thank you, Anastasia.
And, one more, thanks, Anya, and one more. And Anya, we'll see you bright and early in the morning.
Yep,
and
we'll
just one more thing from you, Johnny. 1, 2, 3. See ya!
You're off air. Good to go.
Cranberry juice, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.